The winners of the George Foster Peabody Awards have been announced in the entertainment and children and youth categories. They include Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale and Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. The Peabodys have a long history. They were established in 1941 to award excellence in radio broadcasting, and now they honor many kinds of broadcast media. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk about them. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So you're on the current board of jurors. Next year, you're going to be the board's chair. How do you determine the finalists and the winners? What are the qualities you look for?
Well, it's a really interesting process. This year, we had 16 different judges from all different areas of scholarship and media and business. We had people like Marcy Carsey, who heads the company that created The Cosby Show and Roseanne and Grace Under Fire and A Different World, all these great sitcoms. We also had John Huey, who is former editor-in-chief of Time, Inc., and Mark McKinnon, a well-known political strategist. So we had a nice cross-section of people. We all get together and we try to decide the best things that have appeared in broadcast, streaming, online, radio in the past year. And we all have to agree, which means we all have to pretty much have seen it. So it's quite a challenge.
That's pretty amazing that it has to be unanimous. So when you get to something like the entertainment category, I would think it would be really difficult and arduous because entertainment is so broad and there are so many different opinions. Let's talk about the winners who were just announced yesterday, in fact. Who are they?
Yeah. In fact, scripted entertainment tends to be the most subjective. So trying to judge the quality of a comedy like The Good Place on NBC, for example, versus a winner like The Handmaid's Tale, which was announced, we're looking at the impact of the show. We're looking at the quality of the show and also how it connects to important issues in society. So The Handmaid's Tale stood out because this was a story about women being oppressed in a theocracy, in a sort of alternate future. And it gave us a new way of looking at issues of toxic masculinity and how women are held back in society and even slavery, because these women are treated like slaves and forced to serve as breeders for the men who run the society. And we even have a clip from this show. So let's check a little bit of it out.
A chair, a table, a lamp. There's a window with white curtains. And the glass is shatterproof, but it isn't running away, they're afraid of. A handmaid wouldn't get far. It's those other escapes. The ones you can open in yourself, given a cutting edge.
So that's Elizabeth Moss, who plays Offred, a character known as a handmaid. You know, she does an amazing job, you know, playing this character, and the series itself does a great job. Another one that we'll be awarding is Hasan Minhaj's Homecoming King, which is this one-man show that he brought to Netflix that talked a lot about his immigrant experience and also talked about how he felt like he was treated and how he's tried to create his own American experience in the wake of all these things. And given the way we've been talking about immigration and talking about immigrants in this country, it's a wonderful way of exploring these issues through the guise of a comic who's really funny. And Hasan is going to be hosting the Peabody Awards when we actually hand them to people on May 19th. And we've got a clip from that one, too. So let's check it out.
When it came time for me to get married, I got married to a girl from a Hindu family. Oh, I heard an audible, oh. I heard you go like, ugh, I didn't punch you. Like, all right, so some of you guys don't know. So Hindus and Muslims are like the Montagues and Capulets of India. And we've been warring for centuries. And I know some of you guys are like, what's the difference? I take yoga, you guys all look the same. So how do I explain this? So Hindus and Muslims. So Hindus.
I think I want to see that. Or if not that, then watch the show. It should be a very interesting award ceremony.
Exactly. And that's one of the things, that's the great things about the Peabodys, is that you can look down our list of winners and it's basically a viewership guide. Particularly, you know, people may not check out that many documentaries. We got hundreds of documentaries this year. So the ones that we have on our list are pretty amazing. I mean, Last Men in Aleppo, about the White Helmets who you know, they run to help people when bombs may devastate a city in Syria. And then we also awarded one called Time, the Khalif Browder story. And it's this affecting story. It was executive produced by Jay-Z about this young African-American boy who was arrested at age 16. He was accused of stealing a backpack, but they never proved it. But because he wasn't allowed to make bail, he had to sit in Rikers Island, this notorious prison in New York, for 3 years. It was so traumatic for him that even after he was released, He wound up taking his own life a few years ago. And I think we have a clip. Let's check it out.
If I just say that I did it, nothing's going to be done about it. I didn't do it. No justice is served. Nobody hears nothing at all. I had to fight. You want me to walk away like it's okay? It's not okay.
So this film sort of brings together all the things that we know are terrible about a criminal justice system. People being unjustly accused, people having to sit in jail because they can't make bail, people who are stuck in inhumane jailing conditions. And then what happens when you're released and your life has been completely upended and you have to try to make your way after going through this horrible trauma. So that's one reason why we picked that film.
Eric, you and the other jurors also honored Carol Burnett with the first ever Career Achievement Award for the Peabodys. There are many notable broadcasters and entertainers to choose from, so why Carol Burnett in particular?
Well, this is always an interesting award because we want to pick people who have a long history of excellence in broadcasting, and then we also want to look for times when it's particularly significant. So Carol Burnett, you know, just celebrated the 50th anniversary of her landmark TV show on CBS, and she even has a new series coming out on Netflix on May 4th. And so it seemed like a really opportune time to tip the hat to her and really recognize her as a pioneer in comedy in ways that maybe people haven't considered for a while.
And there are still awards to be given by the Peabodys in news, public service, and radio podcast categories. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, a juror this year in the Peabody Awards, will be chair next year. Nice to speak with you, Eric. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.